That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of April 3rd through April 6th, 2023. This week could start out on a petty note, with everyone scrambling to impress the boss so that their ideas can win. Mercury enters Taurus on April 3rd and immediately draws our attention to a landmark event. The energies simultaneously square Pluto. In the United States, this landmark event is unprecedented. Mercury simultaneously squares Pluto, which will be at the first degree of Aquarius until mid-June. This is a much longer journey through the sign due to the coming retrograde cycle on April 21st. Rethink what you need and no longer need in the weeks ahead. Think before you speak or shoot off that email or text you may wish you could take back. Whatever Mercury does, so will the other planets. Every movement into a fixed sign causes tension with Pluto. Pluto becomes the proverbial stumbling block, alerting us to accept change with sharpened senses. During this time, the voice of Pluto melded with Mercury will be hard to ignore, and we could witness a bitter dispute over interpretive sovereignty, along with upheavals in commerce and finance. When charismatic personalities promise to solve the problems if we only blindly trust them, you should remain critical and remember that Pluto tends to escalate things to the immeasurable and sometimes delusional degree before beginning its deconstruction work, like saying no thank you. Thankfully, a sense of teamwork and harmony returns midweek so that the proper decision can be made and the work started. Wednesday is an opportune time to tackle tasks of a mental nature, as your abilities to focus and concentrate are guaranteed. Be careful not to take on too much. It may be more than you can handle. There is gentle help with communication between April 5th and April 8th. On April 6th, there is a full moon in Libra, with the Sun tightly conjunct to Chiron and close to Jupiter. Mercury reaches the Moon's north node in Taurus and forms a sextile to Saturn in Pisces and Mars in Cancer. Being chained to a desk could be sheer drudgery on Friday, as the day's vibes are encouraging movement, creativity, and interaction with others. The weekend's focus is on the importance of togetherness, as opposed to the completion of individual ego and goals. The full moon in Libra brought in the blind scales of justice. Forget about diplomacy. When it comes to achieving your goals, you will need to stand up and fight for them. While it may now become apparent that the grand plans have failed, with some compromise and care, you can address even complex problems and find viable solutions that are important for your moving forward. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back after our weekly cosmic tip. I will be giving predictions about April after I finish telling you about the full moon in Libra. Health issues and healing issues are going to be very highlighted at this full moon. What a full moon does is either find a completion, a crescendo, or closure. So see where 16 degrees Libra falls in your chart, and that's the area where you will find the energy and your experience. The full moon can also shine a light on things we did not know before. It will bring a shining light to a lot of issues concerning health and healing, because that's where Chiron is, the planet of healing, along with the Sun. The qualities about Libra. Libra is about balance, fairness, harmony, and cooperation that we want in relationships. It helps to diffuse in a way, because it's opposite Aries. It helps diffuse this very assertive energy. It's a call for peace with whatever is happening in the world. But I think, as well, that Libra is one of the two signs, along with Sagittarius, that is linked to the law. It represents the scales of justice, the blindfolded woman holding up the scales to bring everything into balance. Sagittarius is always linked to the truth and justice, but so is Libra. The world will be seeing some very, very important legal cases happening at the moment and are moving forward. New York State versus Trump, Hunter Biden laptop, Joe Biden and his connection with China and Ukraine. One of these powerful cases began last month at the full moon in Virgo, and Virgo represents health and healing. Virgo energy punishes oath breakers and those who violate sacred law. So not only do we have Jupiter conjunct the sun in Aries, but the moon as well in Libra. This energy will inspire us with future vision, an expanded future vision that is linked to greater wisdom, higher consciousness, along with a greater understanding about our outer cosmos. That is going to be something that is going to expand and expand as we go through these next few decades. Jupiter is conjunct to the sun, as well as the dwarf planet Eris and all her energy. When used positively, Eris is the warrior goddess of Mars, the female counterpart, and she's known as the goddess of discord and chaos. She takes no prisoners. Eris energy is utterly uncompromising. She will fight to the end to get her way. She is tied to all of the natural laws, not man-made, and stands for every voice being heard. Nobody is left on the outside. Nobody is excluded. She stands for complete social inclusion and justice. Of course, justice is linked with Libra and the law. This energy will not give in, is uncompromising, and very much connected to the truth. This energy is focused on fighting for our principles with total social inclusion, not this kind of social division, separation, anger, and hate that we have been living through all of our lifetimes. This energy can also be very rebellious and revolutionary. This is actually a very strong energy that begins in April. Not only is Jupiter conjunct the sun and the moon, but the moon here is in a very tight quintex, 150 degrees aspect with Uranus. Now, the moon stands for people, and Uranus stands for rebellion and focused people, determined to bring out the truth. Uranus is also the planet of awakening, and Aquarius rules Uranus. So we are going to have a big-time awakening during April and May. Big time. Have you seen what's been going on in Paris recently? Have you seen what's been going on in the Netherlands? So this energy is going to come forward even more strongly, emphasized by Pluto entering Aquarius. This is huge, and I will be talking about it as we move along through the year. Pluto is going to intensify the energy of Aquarius because it just moved into Aquarius, which is the planet of rebellion, revolution, truth, and awakening. It's also going to bring a huge amount of innovation, technology in medicine, science, and aviation. But Pluto's process is to also bring forward that shadow side, any corruption linked to the qualities of those signs. Aquarius is about science and technology. Pluto, even though it's only in Aquarius for a short time this year, from now until mid-June, is going to begin to uncover any corruption about science and technology, beginning with Dr. Fauci. You will see that happening during this 2.5 month visit. But it will continue to uncover the shadows in a very big way next year. It will spend 9 months in Aquarius, January to September of 2024. And then it's going to move back into Capricorn to finish the wrecking ball, just in time for the 2024 USA presidential election. And then in December of 2024, Pluto moves back into Aquarius for the next 20 years through 2044. For the good part, Pluto will help to accelerate the many communities and collaborations which are appearing all over the world. They are really accelerating right now. They're forming a grid of light across the world. So right now, there's a lot of feisty, revolutionary energy, but truth and justice is coming in very strong. Now, the planet that rules Libra is Venus. Right now, Venus is happening in Taurus, which is the other sign that Venus rules. Presently, Venus is conjunct Uranus. Put all of this together as you are receiving a cosmic request for universal love with all of this Uranus energy. Besides some wild romantic love affairs and relationships, this energy can bring in a lot of financial instability and volatility because Taurus is the sign of banking, wealth, and money. And this is reinforced by Venus being there as well. So again, April and May are very big months for financial vitality and turbulence. In addition, Venus is conjunct a not-so-hot star called Algor that represents decapitation. This signifies that leaders could fall. People in prominent positions of power can fall. They can lose their heads. If you look at this on a health concern, people can lose their heads in many other ways besides it being cut off. They can just go mad. As all this truth and revelation leads to stress, the awakening, the unveiling of matters and actions that will accelerate under the light, the bright light of the full moon, we could see lots of people losing their minds, and we call it they've lost their mind or they've lost their head. With confusion, fear, and doubt. Pluto moving into Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, is like an interference on a television set. That black and white, static. Yes, it's the higher mind, but it can be very highly charged mind, where it is hard to find peace. The full moon will remind us to drop back into the breath, drop into peace, drop into stillness. Every day, try to find several times when you can just drop into stillness, into peace, into joy, and just have that sense of being here, now, in the moment, connecting to that sense of anger and power that will serve you well. During this time, we are moving into some very rapid changes because of all of this energy, because of all that's happening in the world. We are moving into quite a period of uncertainty throughout this year and next. So just know that. Make sure you anchor yourself, your center, your breath, and your heart to the higher consciousness, to the higher universal energy that is so available to you, and walk barefoot in nature. I strongly recommend that be your new entertainment. And guess what? It's all free. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time for our half-hour break. The song is about a place that I grew to love, New York. I loved New York, lived right outside of it, and had many, many wonderful experiences in New York City. When I went back to it in June to meet a friend, I cried. I cried for the city. It's not the same. I don't know if it can ever come back. Sometimes I miss it, and now I miss it with a tear. We'll be back after the break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Since I took a left and moved out to the coast, from time to time I find myself engrossed with other erstwhile denizens of the apple. And while we sit around and take L.A. to task, there's a question someone's bound to ask. And with this complex question, we must grapple. Do you miss New York? The anger, the action. Does this laid-back lifestyle lack a certain satisfaction? Do you ever burn to pack up and return to the thick of it? Are you really sick of it? As you always say, do you miss the pace, the rat race, the racket? And if you had to face it now, do you still think you could hack it? When you're back in town for a quick look around, how is it? Does it feel like home or just another nice place to visit? And were those halcyon days just a youthful phase you outgrew? Tell me, do you miss New York? New York, do you miss the strain, the traffic, the tension? Do you view your new terrain with a touch of condescension? And on this quiet street, is it really as sweet as it seems out here? You dream your dreams out here, or is that passé? Do you miss the scene, the frenzy, the faces? And did you trade the whole parade for a pair of parking places? you had the choice, would you still choose to do it all again? Do you find yourself in line to see Annie Hall again? And do you ever run into that guy who used to be you? Tell me, do you miss New York? Me too. Me too.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. I'm having a little bit of nostalgia tonight. That was David Fishberg singing Do You Miss New York? He composed it as well. And I dedicate it to Ben and Elizabeth, David, and finally, Bill. I'm having a bit of nostalgia tonight as I look at the past and realize that we have to move forward. So the music I'm playing tonight is really helping me let it go. We will continue on with the changes that are coming, beginning in April and this full moon in Libra. There are major changes coming in technology, healing, beginning in April. April also brings impulsiveness, accidents. So don't be in a hurry and try not to be impulsive. Disgrace and ruin will be in the news in April concerning politics, along with actors and people in the entertainment business. Things that we did not know about are going to be shocking. Aquarius rules machinery. So we will have some problems and concerns concerning transportation and travel, trains, planes, and boats. Remember, this is the water year. It's the year of the water rabbit, and Saturn is in the water sign of Pisces. So we will have a lot of water, and we certainly had a lot of snow already all over the country. When Mercury goes retrograde on April 21st, communications and travel will have more problems. So take care. This is very dangerous. Computers will be going down. And this retrograde will have a stronger effect because of where the planets are. And there will be some major problems. Remember back in 2011 when we had the Japan earthquake? 1999, we had the dot-com bubble crash. And in 1929, everybody knows that we had the market crash. And that's where the planets are now, to bring that kind of energy back again. However, the stock market will be uplifted with new things. April 6th, the full moon brings hope, optimism, discovery about health. It's not a good time for the U.S. because of the effects in the economy. April 10th is a day to watch. Accidents, drowning, and out-of-control storms, weather, oceans, with tsunamis and tornadoes. This will be intense all over the world. Millions of people will have to face the decline of the USA. Things will heat up in a warlike fashion worldwide. Events will be shocking. There will be extremes and threats, worldwide turbulence. Part of the energy that's going on is that the powers that be want the country to rebel. They need it because they want to lock us down and limit our movements. So be careful. Let's not let that happen. If we have 100 million people going to a riot, we may not be happy with the results. We could go to war, but we will have a currency change with the dollar. As I've said before, expect the Fed coin, or commonly known as Biden bucks, with the dollar. They will try to limit travel. There'll be outrages and people will strike out. Our dollar could collapse and we will be in a police state by 2025 if we keep going in the direction that we're going. Our Bill of Rights is gone. No one cares. Where are the decent people? I keep saying that on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. This is beyond political parties. What's going on is out of control. The top people want the lower guys to strike out, and that's the motive behind all of this. They want us to strike out regarding politics. They want us to strike out because of money changes. Pray for peace. It's important that we all pray for peace worldwide right now. It is very important that you take the time to watch your thoughts. What do you think? What do you reflect? If we continue on this path, we will be at war. Remember, what you say and how you think comes back to you. This is your reflection. We have come to the point of mass confusion. I have warned you that this would happen, and now we're in the midst of it. Donald Trump is not even a person anymore. He's a symbol. And it's pure hate that we're seeing. Evil and hate from our leaders. They have ruined our banks. They have ruined big companies. And bystanders have been watching this corruption going too far for years. All of this is going to backfire like a wrecking ball on the higher-ups. 100 million people will push back. Hopefully, in 2024, they will vote for someone other than this contempt, corrupt administration. And it doesn't have to be Trump. You need to put your country above your hate. I'm going to say it again. You need to put your country above your hate. Do you really want to lose the Bill of Rights and our Constitution? We have been the best country in the world, and we need to stay that way. And we need to put our light on the other countries that cannot be as free as we have been allowed to be. Remember, people who cover up and keep truth from the public are actually the people who are lying. All this grabbing for power has become very dangerous. So there's a lot of corruption behind the scenes. The higher-ups are trying to do the big reset, which is a major reset around the world. And they want us to be controlled by a central bank that's ruled by worldwide nations, not by America and not by our standards. We're going to be in this struggle through May of 2024. So much has to be exposed and revealed. Let's hope it can be. And we're working through the wrecking ball. This is the time period of rebirth. What comes out is a new birth, and you know that labor pains are very painful. So there's going to be an event that will bring us together, that will end the fighting over trivial matters. We have to unite. We have to unite in truth and evolve. As we go through the upsets of the confusion and the pain, it brings a growth for humanity. And finally, unity. The truth and fact-finding will eventually evolve and expose the real people involved with causing the separation and upsets. So let's come together with the heart. I've tried to give you a lot of techniques that you can use, and we'll press on. I'll be back next week with more information. Remember, pray for the U.S., pray for our country, and pray for all the little people and all the people that are good-hearted and want to continue to live in their freedom. We're going to hear William singing Moonlight on My Window, as well as a song that's still down memory lane, seeing if you can remember a few things. Then we'll do the meditation, and of course, we'll finish with Richard Shulman. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Saturday morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, grape truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. End and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitch and woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes. Who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, Dewey, do we remember these?
My window. Ooh.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.